WSHM 738. You got a copy? This is WRWB 489.
WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning. Go ahead. You got WRWB 489 here.
There you go. Just another day in the park. What a beautiful day it was yesterday, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty nice out, you know. Doing some yard work and that. I had stalls over. You know, they're going to be coming out today to finish up on that work I need to do. So that'll be all taken care of.
All right, very good. Well, I don't think it's going to be as warm today, and already, I think I've seen nothing to write home about. I think I've seen a couple of raindrops on the windshield. It's not doing it now, but there must be something moving through.
Yeah, he said something about that yesterday. He goes, well, if I don't get to it, you know, today, he says, well, I'll be out tomorrow to do it. And I says, all right, you know, no big deal, you know. I mean, it's not going anywhere, but, yeah, I just, you know, one and done. The other guy I had, you know, I fired him because he just, you know, wasn't returning my calls. So that was the end of that.
Okay, yeah, so there is a batch of rain moving through. I looked. Actually, there's snow way up to the northwest. The lower peninsula, so there you go. Looks like we're going to get some rain today, maybe.
Yeah, usually when it snows, it's usually in that snow belt region, from like West Branch up in the Calcasa.
I mean, we're not going to get that down here, but it looks like it's just going to be rain, I guess, so. Yeah, I just brought up the weather map on the stereo system in the car. It has all that stuff to it.
Yeah, mine don't have that. I just have the, I got those weather channels on the stereo system. But that's the extent of it for, like, the different cities around the United States. They got their own channel.
Yeah, right, so I have the satellite radio, but the weather is kind of nice on a big display. It's a couple of button pushing, and, you know, boom, it's there. It's pretty handy. Yeah, I'm seeing some raindrops down here right now, so pick back up a little more. Anyways, well, that's the deal. Other than that, not much going on. Let's see if we get Tuesday out of the way and get much closer to the early weekend.
Yeah, gotcha.
Alright, well, I'm getting close to where I need to be, Mike, so you have a good morning, and I'll catch you later. And hopefully it's not a total rain out today. See you later. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. Good morning.
All right, there. We'll catch you later. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by.
USGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
32, WSGI 432.
Morning, time out there. We got WRWB 489 here.
How's it going, morning, 844 and 489. He both doubled up there.
Doing well, doing well. Just getting on the freeway.
Roger that. Myself included. I'm over here at 69 and Center Road.
Roger. Just got on from Elba Road, so I'll let you talk to the other breaker out there. Have yourself a fine one. We'll talk to you a little later. WSTU 844.
Roger that, 844. Drive safe there, man.
Roger, Roger. You too.
We're going 489, WSGI 432.
Yeah, I'm still here. 69 and Center Road, I think that's what, Lapeer? I'm not mistaken.
No, it's the border of Flint and Burton.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. You know, I used to go that way a lot, you know, when they were working on 75 and 59. But, not so much anymore. Every now and then when I go to visit my sister in Berg, I'll take the scenic route.
It's starting to sprinkle up here. How's it down there?
I don't see nothing right now, but it's looking pretty dark. Well, it's still dark out, but I mean it's, you know, clouds.
Roger that. I had to adjust my squelch level up here a little more. It seemed like I had a long trail here.
Yeah, so you're just heading off to work, or what you doing?
Yeah, I'm heading to work here. Work at a building supply out there in Elmont.
Oh, yeah, I know Elmont. That's, you know, it's got the dead man's curve there. We have to pretty much, you know, go down to, like, what, 20 miles an hour, 25, and 53 is always backed up because of it.
Sir, it does have, like, almost a 90-degree curve there, maybe a little less. And it's, I believe, 20, 25 miles an hour.
I can remember what, like 20 years ago, or 25 years ago, there used to be a house right there at that curve. And I think the county or city, you know, deemed it eminent domain, paid them what it was worth because, you know, the house was always subject to somebody either going through it or up on the front lawn, so they, you know, they got rid of that house there on the curb.
Yeah, a guy I work with was telling me about that years ago. They had a house there, and he said that somebody did go through it.
It would have been probably 25 years ago. Or 20 years ago, something like that.
This guy I work with likes to tell me stories about the town and also in the Dryden. He's from the Dryden area. And yeah, he tells me all kinds of stories about the area and whatnot. So.
Yeah, they used to have an airport. There used to be the IGA. Something else. Yeah, I've watched it, you know, because I used to date somebody years ago. I lived in Kingston, and I used to every weekend go back and forth the whole summer, and I watched that town. It's just, even just that little short time. You see it evolve.
The airport you were talking about was, that was where, I think it's a Zinkier grocery store.
Yeah, it used to be an old, I think it was a past IGA, but we're talking like, I don't know, 20-some plus years ago. And now it's just, yeah, Zinkiers or something. I don't know, I don't get out that way much like I used to.
I didn't know that. I'll have to see if he knows anything about that and give me a story on that.
Oh, I'm sure he will. There used to be a movie theater in town, too. I'm sure that's gone by now.
Yeah, there's the sign is still there. It doesn't have a name displayed or anything, but you can tell by the shape of the sign and whatnot, it was an old movie theater. That sign is still there in town.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's been a minute since I've been up that way.
I'm going to venture on here and listen to the GMRS radio here if anybody's talking and whatnot. So I'll let other people have a chance to get on here. This is WSGI 432. It was good talking with you, and we'll talk again another time. Have yourself a wonderful day. WSGI 432 monitoring after your final.
Alrighty there. Yep, have yourself a good day as well. And this is WRWB 489. We'll be standing by, monitoring.
Good morning, Mike. WSGU 844. You out there? WSGU 489.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. WSGU 844. What's happening, dude?
No, not much. Still waking up, getting it together. Do you wanna get that repeater a shot?
Yeah, I don't think I'm close enough, but I'm still on 69, so I'll give it a shot real quick though. But I can't guarantee it.
I'll just sit here and zip over to it, see if you open it. If you don't, then we'll wait.
Roger, roger. I'll slide over there real quick.
Okay, I'm monitoring.
Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jimmy. What's happening?
Just heading to work here, drinking my coffee, listening in on the radio here.
Yeah, it's about the same gig here. Me and Jim are going to try this repeater as this guy gave me access to it. I'm going to see if I'm going to head to the back here.
Roger that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, Dave, WSGU 844, can't hit it yet.
Yeah, no sweat. I'll just sit here and monitor and get in closer. We'll see how it goes. I gotta go find me some more coffee anyway. I'm still a little groggy here. I'm trying to work it out. So. Alright, I'll talk to you in a minute there, Sherman. WSSZ 793. Going for some coffee somewhere.
Roger, roger, Dave. WSGU 844. We'll be on the monitoring side. And, Jimmy, you're got a clear road up to Newark. Nice, sure looks cool towards Port Huron, WSCU 844.
WSOZ, Southern 93, back now, great. Probably gonna have to hold up till you come through Alma, because it's bad. I can't understand the words you're saying. I hate to say it, but gotta be honest, it's breaking up like hell. Tee it up, so I'm gonna give it a rip. I can't even recall if I ever had this problem talking to you in the morning. But, alright. Yeah, well, you're almost there, man. I started hearing you again. You woke up, but I started hearing you.
Tony Porter.
What port are you at?
Going to County Lapeer County border, Boardman Road.
Yeah, right here on the Lapeer County, Macomb County border, Boardman Road. Yeah, you're starting to come in, man. There's a little bit of breakup on the tail end of your sentences, but it'll probably get better as you're moving south there. That's breaking up. I don't know, man. I can't remember if I ever had problems like this talking to you before. If you ever had to break up problems, usually I talked to you almost through the whole trip. If I remember right.
I don't know, buddy. I'm at 37 Mile Road.
Yeah, Roger, on the 37 Mile Road. Yeah, we used to go up there to Boardman and 53 and make a right and go west. A couple of roads, you made another right, and there's a place there that had all kinds of bait, wholesale bait, worms, minnows, everything. We used to go there and pick it all up with the lady at the bait store up by us in the front there. Yeah, remember that. Yeah, you're starting to get improved here. I hope you improve, man.
Around this area on 53.
Yeah, Roger, got all that. What repeat are you going through?
Clem repeater.
Hey, Clem hasn't been repaired yet. That's probably where the problems are at while you're going out here. He looked at it the other day, messed around with the coaxes and stuff, and it ain't bad. So he said the problem's deeper. he's gonna have to dig into it somewhere. But yeah, if you're going through Plum, then you're gonna have a few problems here and there.
I can get up the Detroit repeater, but there's no beeper in there.
Yeah, well then you're not within range of it. If you don't hit a trail when you unkey it, you're not within range of it. You're not hitting it.
Roger, roger. To Sheboygan Bob yesterday for a while.
Yeah, I got in there, I said hello to him, and I talked to him for a little bit, asked him how the situation's going up there and everything, and hope he's all right and all the stuff. I talked to him for about 5-10 minutes, and then I let him go because I figured everybody else is going to want to get in there and say hello. I didn't want to tie it up there, okay?
Roger, Roger. Solid, man. He sounded like he was right next to me. But he says, he's right by the repeater, so I'm going to take a look at
it. Yeah, he always sounds great. Sounds great, like you said. He sounds like he's right here next to me. He, no noise, no bang, no boom, no nothing. It's just all him, man. He sounds fantastic. Always has, even before the, because he was one of the first people I talked to when I started, first time I keyed down on GMRS. He was one of the first people to talk to me and help me out, too, with a few things. And so, you know, my hat's off to him. This is frustrating. I didn't get none of that. Do you have Troy programmed in there? Charming.
Power lines and valleys and hills on 53 if you copy this transmission.
WSOCD793ID. I copied you good that time somewhere in there. It was breaking up at the beginning of the transmission and all of a sudden it popped in full going there. Let's see how it works.
I'm at 34-mile road now. I'm up for a bunch of traffic. A lot of people out here today.
All right, so you're still out there then. Hey, you have Troy programmed in there, in your radio? Didn't get that. Yeah, Roger Sherman, you're breaking off, man. I don't know what to say. I'm just sitting here monitoring, man. If you key up and I hear something intelligible come by, then I'll key up. But if you're breaking off and stuff, there's no sense in me keep telling you that you're breaking off. If you don't hear me, that's because I didn't get your transmission there.
Copy that there, Dave. I'll try a few more miles. WSCU 844 will be standing by.
Did you in the ditch or you on the surface of 53? Alright, we'll get a few more miles this way and try it again. That's the only thing I can tell you. Sooner or later you're going to get to a point where we can talk, you know, so I'll talk to you in a minute then. WSIV 793 monitoring. Morning time, 330 Kurt. WSOC 793 here. Yeah, waiting for Sherman to come up a little bit more, and then we're going to see if we can get him through that repeater of yours. At least have a conversation or something, because he's going through the clump. I think that's the way he's breaking up and all that there, right there.
Roger that. Yeah. Doesn't quite make it as far as I want it to go, but definitely an increase in range. So hopefully he can hit it. But yeah, good morning to you. Starting off the early, eh?
Yeah, a little bit. Been out here, I just turned it on, I think, 5:30 or something, somewhere in there. Because me and him talked about it last night. He said he wants to see how far up he can come. You know, from this house there, to see how far up you can come before you can access your repeater. So, gave it a shot a little while ago. He still wasn't able to, so we're going to see here in a few more miles.
Good morning, Kurt. 330-WSU-844. I just keyed up on it at 30 miles, and, we can try it there if you guys are ready.
Yeah, I thought I saw a key up on it just a second ago, so yeah, it might have been you.
All right, well, let's give it a shot.
WSGH-92, Marjorie.
WSFF-330-793 is here monitoring. Cadju and Warren, I lost it all. I'm clear.
WSEP 544 monitoring.
WSEU 445, good morning.
Good morning. You said that shop already?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'll have to sneak the gator out. It was tight, but I fit it in there. I forgot about it last night. Besides, left that truck in there. I wasn't going to worry about it. Which, got to pull it out today anyways because I got to do that F-150. But, yeah, I'll sneak that thing out when I get there. And I got to drop her off a little early, so I'll be there before 8.
Sounds good. I will be here.
And we can welcome Winter back. This is second Winter.
Yeah, I'm about at the end of my rope. This is enough's enough now.
Well, the good news is this isn't going to cause any damage to the power line. We don't have to plow it, I hope. And I can still drive fast without worrying about ice.
But the wind's rocking the truck around, and it's bringing down more sections and pieces of trees on power lines that they've already done. and taking them out, and power's going out here and there, so it's just not going to quit.
Yeah, I was surprised with the wind last night. We didn't have any branches or anything come out of our tree. Normally we do, but it was windy. I mean, we're wide open, so there's nothing blocking it. We didn't have any tree damage or anything last night.
It's still bringing the Widowmakers down to my house.
Yeah, and I don't think there's enough coffee to slow down the depression that the snow brings with it, because I can't with this weather anymore. I've had enough. Winter was bad enough. I don't want any more snow. I don't even want another. I don't want winter next year. Let it be 50 or 60 degrees on Christmas. I don't even care.
I agree with that.
All right, Brian. I will. I'm about halfway there. I'll see you when I get there, and we'll get the ball rolling. I'm going to need at least 2 cups of coffee to fire me up, but we'll make it. WFDT 544 clear on your final.
Sounds good. We'll get things rolling here in just a minute. I'll see you when you get here. WSCU 445 clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSFF 330 radio check. Station answering my radio check. You are all broke up. I must be hitting you, but thank you kindly. Roger that. Thank you. WSFF 330. We're monitoring.
Working, sir. Sounding really good. I'm a little quiet. The distance is 793.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, just checking that radio antenna combo. That's going to probably go in at home. So, thank you much.
No problem, my friend. Sounding really good. Really good. Like I said, it's a little quiet and everything, man. It sounds beautiful. All right, I'm back out monitoring.
WSDU 202.
WSZ 793 monitoring.
morning, 793, WSBM 993, copy.
Well, if I was half asleep, I'm awake now, man. And you come blasting in here, that got me fully awake. Good morning time, Chad, 993. What's happening, my brother?
Oh, you know, not too much, same old, you know. You having a pretty good morning over there, drinking your coffee and waking up and getting your day started, are you?
Yeah, more or less, that's what I'm doing. Getting with this coffee and getting myself together. I got some stuff I want to do outside. Hopefully I can sneak it in before, I don't know. There's 1 minute to say it's going to get cold, next minute to say it's going to get warm. I don't know. But yeah, I'm just hanging out there, okay?
Roger that. Yeah, I heard you in there. Just wanted to jump out and say good morning to you and say hi or whatever and whatnot. But yeah, man, I hope your day goes well and hope you get done what you need to get done and all that good stuff. And yeah, so I guess just take it easy, man, and do what you need to do and we'll holler at you and all that good stuff. And you take care and have yourself a good one. This will be WSBM 993 clear.
Yeah, hey, Chad. Appreciate the key down. You sounded good. Hope you have yourself a good rest of the day and everything goes the right way for you. Take it easy, brother. WSFC 793 is monitor.
WSGH 932 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSET 257 monitoring.
Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. WRPD 448 station 810, you copy. RPD 448 monitoring.
448, Whiskey Sam Charlie Fever 810, how you doing, Kurt?
Well, hello, Paige. Yeah, I heard you identify a few minutes ago. Figured I'd give you a shout back if you were still here today.
Roger that. We definitely appreciate it there. Yeah, we're on the way back up to Midland for the day. Today's my day where I get to drive 200-something miles. I got to go to Midland, from Midland to Mount Pleasant out to Bay City, back to Midland, back to Saginaw. Yeah, long day.
Well, it goes without saying, you probably be careful driving, and I wish you a safe journey.
It won't be so bad. I just got to cut all the way through all these little towns just to get to the highway.
Say, hey. So, short, I apologize. This is WR48. I'm clear on your final. We'll talk a little bit later on today, Paige.
Most of what you said there, you were kind of breaking up really bad in the beginning, but I caught the gist of it. Kurt, you have yourself a wonderful day, too. You know, we'll definitely do it again soon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, WSDM 993, copy.
993 from 810, good morning.
Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing today? Making that commute back to Midland again, you said? WSDM 993.
Yeah. Actually, we're doing Coleman to Mount Pleasant, Mount Pleasant to Bay City, Bay City back to Coleman, Coleman back to Saginaw.
Copy that. Yeah, I heard you out there or whatever. I just want to jump in there and say hi real quick, man. Safe travel. See ya. You have yourself a great one, and safe travels, be safe out there, and we'll talk at you soon. You take care for now, and I just wanted to jump in there and say hi. WSB 993 clear and monitoring.
We definitely appreciate it there, and it's always nice to talk to a friend. As I share with Kurt all the time, it's nice having that community on the air. We'll talk to you soon. Have yourself a great day. Try to stay dry when this rain hits. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 monitoring.
WSFF330 monitoring.
WIRFB 25. A signal report, please. WIRFB 258 is this thing on?
Repeater.
Okay, thank you, gentlemen. You guys are doubling with each other, but I got the message loud and clear, and I appreciate it. I was trying to tune my antenna in a little bit. So, you guys, thanks for the reply and enjoy your day. WRFP 258, I'll be monitoring.
WSFF 330, just monitoring.
USGI 432, mobile and monitoring.
WSGH 92 monitoring.
WSHF 567 from WSHM 738.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
This is WSGT 419 monitoring.
WSGG 772
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
USPS 386 monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring, Saginaw County.
Saginaw County? Where the hell was that at?
In Saginaw County, WSBM 993, what's up 793?
Good one, man. Figured out who I was. I had to toss that in there, man. Good afternoon, time to you. How you doing?
Doing all right yourself. It's cold and windy today.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I had to shut the window, man. Doggone it. It was so nice this morning. It was windy out, but it little breeze coming through the window was feeling good and everything, and then as the morning progressed on, man, it started getting colder and colder, and had to shut the window. Man, that's a bummer, right?
Yes, indeed. I hear you on that. Chilling, driving. Staying busy, been running a bunch of errands, taking care of stuff today. So that's pretty much about it. WSBM 993.
Yeah. WSOZ 793, I think. Now, where are you running to now? You're still on the road there. Where are you running to now?
Right now, just out driving around, out and about right now. Not really doing too much now, just driving around basically right now at the moment.
Yeah, roger that. All right, man. I'll let you get on with your business. I just happened to be sitting here, and I heard you key up. I had to throw in something there. Be a wise butt. You know how it is, man, but you made me out, which I'm pretty sure is not hard, seeing I've probably got some kind of distinctive voice or something. Who knows, man? But anyway, Chad, good talking to you, my friend. You're sounding great as always, and take it easy out there running around. You know how crazy people can get. I'll talk to you a little bit. WSZ 793, I'm monitoring.
I hear that. Same to you, my friend. Same back to you as well. WSBM 993 clear and monitoring.
WSFF 330 mobile and monitoring.
Hello, Kurt. Are you on your way home?
Yes, I am. Finally.
Yeah, another work day in the books, eh?
Yeah. I'm going to make some changes tonight on that repeater and see if it's... I'm going to go from the ground plane and put it on an omnidirectional antenna and see if that gets it any better.
Yeah, roger that. I got to thinking while we were talking this morning. You got a couple, you say you got a couple trees around there, right?
Not really. I got really only one tree that I probably don't get over. But that wouldn't have been facing the direction that either one of us were going in. But I figured it out. It's roughly getting about 8 miles north. And it actually gets, where I lost it was almost 14 miles.
Yeah, roger. Well, I wasn't thinking of the tree messing up the the direction out towards Sherman, I was thinking more of where you were at when you were down by Casio and Chandler there. You were really on the fringe and starting to fringe out. And I got to thinking, you know, I was wondering maybe if that tree wasn't there, you'd be in better, but it's just a thought, ain't no big deal.
Yeah, you start getting down in that area, I mean, there are a lot of trees anyway. So, like I said, I mean, I'm getting better range than I was, but, you know, there's always room for improvement.
Well, I'm not the smartest at repeaters or anything. I don't, you know, I learned upon them when I started up here, you know, but I've learned a lot. Learned quite a bit from people listening and da-da-da-da-da. And personally, I think your repeater does pretty good for what it is, you know. It's just that I was thinking when you were down there and coming back and you were on the fringes, and I was wondering, I remember you said you had that tree right there or something by the antenna or something, and I thought, well, maybe it's, you know, from your direction, from Tadju and Chandler coming back, it was, might have been blocking it, too, okay?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, like I said, I mean, it's doing what I want. I mean, I was only looking for, you know, even a 5-mile radius, but, you know, then you got to play with it a little bit. And I will let you know this. I had that other radio hooked up at work today. Now, mind you, I was only about 22 feet up, but I was able to open the Flint repeater.
Where's your work 20 at?
Girls Point, like Cadju and Jefferson.
And you were able to open the Flint repeater?
At a Flint and even Troy 575, I was able to open.
Well, the Troy one, I wouldn't doubt. I can open the Troy one off 1 watt here. I'm a Dolphin low power. But, wow. Like I said, I'm not the smartest on them, but I would assume from Gross Point, being able to open up the Flint repeater is one good trip there, okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue. I know I can't hit it with my 45 watts. I can't open it, but this one was able to open it. The other one was able to open it. So it'll be interesting. You know, apparently it was sounding good when I was on it today, so that's always a good sign.
Oh, yeah, that Flint repeater, that's a good repeater. Everybody I hear who comes through Flint, the Flint repeater, man, sounds so good. You know, no scratching, no cutting, no nothing, just, you know, straight in. That's a good, that one there is running pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good, man, from Gross Point. You know, you're able to open the Flint, wow. That's a trip.
I thought so, too. A lot of little things in life that I get a kick out of.
Yeah, I know what you mean, too. I know exactly what you mean. Little things like that kind of, they make you smile.
Oh, and I will say that there's a lot of other things that are planned that are in works that are coming down the pipe. But, you know, definitely not something I'm putting on broadcasting. You know, when you send me an email, I'll be able to send it back and let you know progress and where it's going from here.
Yeah, Roger, I'd be looking forward to that, too. I get a chance here in a few. In fact, I think I'm going to send something to you so you have my email address. I said earlier today I was going to do it, and you know, a little bit of procrastinating here and there, but yeah, I'll send you an email with a couple of the, you know, people with the call letters, just so you know, and then you'll have my email address, and you can post back on what's happening, because I sure would like to know. I as it goes along, it'd be great there, okay?
Definitely not a problem. Like I said, you know, my goal is just to create a nice, friendly network and have fun with it, you know. Got to experiment. That's one of the things I've learned.
Well, that's how you learn and how you figure things out and, you know, what works and what don't. You know, try this up at this capacitor clusters here. I know you ain't going in there. I'm just saying, like, you know, like, try and help with the camera in there and see what happens. Oh, no, that's no good. Okay, take that out. Try something else. You know, just things like that, messing around. And, you know, and as you, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think so. When everything, well, I should say when it's all said and done, but I don't think I'll be having one of those things where I'll ever be just done. Actually, I thought about looking up the guy that's over at 11 and Shaner by us. He's got that 100-foot tower in his yard. It's like, how much are you charging me to put my repeater up there?
Yeah, Roger that. Oh, okay. I see that. I see what you're saying there. It'll be good, and then it's going to get to the point where you'll be laying in bed and you just start dozing off, and all of a sudden an idea pops in your head. Oh, I know what I could do there. Your eyes open up, man. You're like, I know what I want to try. I'm going to try this. And then you can't go to sleep and stuff because you got the thing on your mind there. That's things like that. I used to know somebody around here who would go up towers and do stuff. I don't think he's around anymore. I haven't talked to him in a long time there, okay?
Yeah, I copy that. Hey, if you want to switch to the repeater, I should be able to reach it now. That way we can open this up for everybody else.
All right, I'm going to roll over there.
Be there in a sec. WSFF 330 is clear.
WSFZ 793 clear.
WRPB 448.
WRWR, do you have traffic mobile and monitoring?
WSOZ 793 back monitor.
Station 793, this is WRPB 448.
Hello, Kurt. How are you, my friend? What's going on?
Whole lot. Just another lazy day, you know, probably the same over there, weather not terribly great, but all is well.
Yeah, that's good to know. It's about the same over here. I was telling somebody earlier, all morning I had my window open and it was windy, but it was a nice breeze coming in. It was feeling good. Then as the morning progressed, It started getting colder and colder, and I got a window over here, so I had to shut the window. It's overcast. It's 40-something. What am I here? 44. So there it is, man. That's about all that's happening here. Okay.
See that. I had to close the window by the head of my bed earlier, too, for the same reasons. And, yeah, looking forward to the days I can leave the window cracked open at night all night long. That's for
yeah, right to that. I sleep better. Window cracked open and a fan blowing on me and when, you know, when the spring and summer comes. But I usually like that. Even in the winter, I can crack my window open a lot of times and leave it cracked, you know, and let the air in the room and stuff. And then sometimes it gets a little rough. I have to shut it. But like I said, this morning it was nice, man. I had to open it. It felt nice. And it was just a little, you know, even though it was windy, it wasn't blowing against the house. I don't know, the wind must have shifted direction or something, because it started blowing in here. It got a little rain, but that was only a 5-minute run there, okay.
RPV 448, for identification purposes. Yeah, we had a couple periods today of some pretty good hard rain, a little bit of snow mixed in, and even coming in at a sideways angle for a minute or two, but pretty quiet out at the moment.
Yeah, WSFZ 793 ID. It's still windy as hell over here. It's windy, dude. I had the window cracked when the rain came. I happened to be sitting there, and all of a sudden I start feeling something hitting me on the cheek and everything, and the rain was kind of sideways, and it was a mist, though. It was just a mist. It wasn't raindrops or none. It was like a mist, and blew in here a little bit, but, you know, it wasn't enough for me to go shut the window or nothing. But like I said, as the hours went by, I could feel that breeze coming in colder and colder, okay?
Oh, very good. Real quickly, how has your radio been working? You sound good. What little bit of noise that I'm hearing is conditions. I've been hearing that since before I heard you come on. But yeah, your radio sounds good. Have you had any more trouble with it?
So far, no. You know what's weird is because I moved the antenna, the cookie sheet, away from the window quite a bit. And that's where everybody says it's working. If I push it up against the window, or, you know, if I move it towards the window, if I even put it in the window on the windowsill, you know, it works, but then it doesn't work. But I have it behind me, and I have it back away from the window quite a bit, and, you know, it seems to be working there, so I ain't messing with it, okay?
Yeah, well, you sound real good. So I'm going to go ahead and clear the frequency and monitor for a bit. I'm really glad I was able to reach out to you today, and yes, I still am on the radio. This is WRPV48, Kurt, Groveland Township, 4th Freedom, and if you got anything to add, Dave, I'll be clear on your final.
No, that'd be pretty much it, man. You sound good. You're sounding good. There's a few times where it crackles out, but it's far and few in between, and it's nothing to nitpick over. You're sounding great, really good and loud and everything there. Well, Kurt, it's always good talking to you, man. You know that. Look forward to it every time, and you take care of yourself. And have yourself a good rest of the evening there, rest of the day, and the days to come if I don't talk to you again. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring. I'll see you.
Thank you, Dave. 448 clear.
WSFT 308. I got to just add to that because, you know, I was out in the pier and I was installing door controls at a factory out there. Every time I opened the door, it seemed like the weather was different. And I didn't know what was going on. At first, I was in a long sleeve. The next time I opened the door, I put my hoodie on. Next time I opened the door, I had to put my coat on because the snow was flying, and like you said, it was sideways. So, after it was all said and done, I walked out at the end of the day and caught a little glimpse of sunshine for about not even 2 minutes. So, good old Michigan weather. Gotta love it.
VRPB 448, yes, we copy that. This Michigan weather will keep us on our toes.
On another note, every time we get freezing nights in 40-degree days, I get a little bit more sap out of my trees, and I like that.
This is WRPB 448, and I will be monitoring.
Hello, 448, WSCQ 844.
WSFT 308, clear.
Sherman, would that be you?
Roger, Roger. How you doing, Kurt?
I am well. Like I was mentioning, spending the day inside, you know, kind of an icky day out. Sounds like everybody's just loving this weather, and I take it you're on your way back home now?
Roger, Roger. Yeah, I don't know. Who likes this weather? I sure don't. I hate this cold, damp weather. I'm ready for spring.
Yeah, Roger that. Every year, it seems like we get teased, and then eventually it gets here. So hopefully sooner than later.
Roger, Roger. Well, we always get some crazy weather before Easter, and Easter's late this year, so that's what they're saying.
So, you been all right? Everything good on your end these days? It's been a few minutes since we've talked.
Can't complain. It doesn't do any good. But, yeah, everything's fair to flat. How about for you?
Okay, I caught part of that. You're breaking up a little bit. But, yeah, everything's good here, and I'm just going to monitor for a little bit. If you got anything else to add there, Sherman?
Hey, Tori. It was good talking to you. Sounding good, nice and strong. So take care of yourself, and we'll talk to you again. I'll be clear after your final, WSGU 844, and I'll be monitoring.
WRPB 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom. And I'll have the radio on and off a little bit tonight. Good talking with you, and hope to speak with you very soon. You take good care, and I'm clear.
Roger, Roger, you also. Come on, it's 792 WSGU 844. Are you on this one?
WSHD. WSGH 92 monitoring.
WSFZ 793 and a cup of coffee monitoring.
One for me.
Yeah, I would, but I believe that's the last of it there. But sorry about that.
Copy for two. What's going on, 793? WSHM's got the problem today. WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring. Station 218. Station 218 WIG ready. Copy.
WIZX 218. Afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing today?
Freezing. How about you, Roger?
Over here, freezing too. I got that electric blanket on me. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. That's too big a swing there. 72 to 42, Roger.
Too big. I didn't know it was, today it was raining and it was flurries and it was all kinds of stuff today.
But don't fret. It's supposed to be 77 Friday, so goofy. Goofy weather just these spring times here lately. It'll get better. It's Michigan.
You know what? That's what they said. It's Michigan. Crazy weather in Michigan.
Roger that. But anyway, yeah, we ain't feeling too bad. Just getting my strength back so I can start doing some stuff outside, you know. But feeling good, though, Roger.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, you're right.
go outside a little bit, do more work, you know, keep you young. Roger.
I copy that. Sounding good. This thing sounding all right with this wind blowing, Roger?
Yeah, it's sounding good. You probably had that harvest.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, it seems to be working okay. I had the volume turned down all the way. I had a couple phone calls, so I just now turned it back up, and there you were.
Tell you what, I miss my harvest. I really do.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's... I looked at it yesterday when it was nice out, and I got to put a little more slack in that LMR 400 there. I think it's pulling a little too tight at the bottom. I'll get up there and check it out, though. Maybe Friday when it's... warms up again there, Roger.
I see. Anything at that 600?
Not today. But I was out of my car earlier, and I was getting a lot of static. So I don't know. I'm going to call it maybe just the conditions because I was traveling, but it seemed awful staticky to me with that 72G Nagoya on there, but I'm going to call it just weather for now and check it later, though, Roger.
It is. The static is from that weather. That's what it is. You know, it wasn't blowing so hard, and today they said it might go 40 mile an hour wind.
Yeah, so it's gusting over here. Blowing everything away, though.
But then not blowing you those birds, is it?
No, they're fine. They're used to it. They got shelter anyway, real up and around here. They'll be just fine.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yep, yeah, they'll be all right. Oh, yeah, then tomorrow they're going to come out again. The day after, it can be warm. They need to take a shower or something like that. Roger.
Roger that.
Right. I want to see maybe tonight if I can reach to that man other side. In Ohio, see if we can get him online. We'll talk to you a little bit later. Good talking to you. You take care. WIEG 48.
Better copy that. Yeah, it's 6 o'clock. We'll see what happens in a couple hours. All right, talk at you later, Jack. WRZX 218, and we're monitoring.
Station 556. You're a little bit noisy. I don't know what it is. Are you on a handheld?
No. It's in the car not too long ago.
Are you on the base station?
Base station, yes.
No, you're not coming. You're a little bit of crackling. What kind of antenna you got out there on that base station?
It's a diamond brand antenna. I'm not exactly 100% sure.
On that base station. And what is your radio? What's the name of that radio you got?
Thank you.
don't know if you have a power, you got a power supply, just make sure your power supply is saying 13.8. Is it there on 13.8, your power supply?
No, this is
make sure that power supply 13.8. And what's the name of that radio again? I didn't get it.
The radio is showing the broadband over.
Okay, so it's a quad band radio. And what's the name of it? Where is your location? I'm over here at Rochester Hills. What is your location? If you're in Saginaw, there's 575 repeater over there in Saginaw. Put on, you on a 575 repeater? You got a little bit of cracking when you talk, you're cutting off a little bit. But if you're on that 575 repeater, because that repeater is in Saginaw. Roger. How far are you from Mayville? There's another repeater there in Mayville. It's 550. I don't know how far are you, maybe you sound better from there. Roger. I don't know that, you're not sounding good at all, you're cutting off. I don't know what to tell you, what's wrong with the, what is that radio, the name of it again? Anybody there, Saginaw, can help this guy out?
WSBM 993 Mobile, Saginaw. He's pretty much unreadable to me, Jack. He's real crackly and staticky. I'm having a really hard time making him out.
No problem, Chad. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, he's there in Saginaw. I don't know if he's on 575 repeater, or maybe his radio is on the, on the, what they call it, that not wide band, a narrow band probably. I don't know if he's that way or not.
Do that, Jack. Yeah, I hear you. I'm not exactly sure at the moment. He's unreadable. I can't even make him out. He's all static.
The guy out there saying, drive back later. Maybe you get a better chance. I don't know. But check that radio. Make sure it's on wideband. Number one. Number two is that power supply has got to be 13.8. Your power supply if you're on the base station. WIUG, grade 8, clear.
WSGI 432, monitoring.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRUG 488, WRUG 488, WSBM 993, copy.
Go ahead, 993.
Yeah, he said he was in Saginaw, somewhere out in Buena Vista Township. Is he still out there, or I don't think he's probably there. Well, I don't know. What kind of radio did he say he was on?
I don't know the name of the radio. I couldn't understand because he was cutting off a lot. I couldn't know what that radio is, but he said it's not dual band, it's the other one. So I don't know.
Roger that. You must have been on a handheld or something, I'm guessing, huh?
No, Chad. He said he's on the base station. That's why I was telling him. Make sure that power supply is staying at 13.8.
Yeah, copy that. All right, Jack, that's what I was just checking. But all righty then, I'll let you go. You take it easy, my friend. Good talking with you. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
All right, Jack, you take care. But you're sounding good anyhow. Take care. We'll talk again. WIEG
488. 488, WSG 92.
Well, hello, 922. I haven't talked to you in a while.
How you doing, Jack? Just up here freezing. Just like Rand said earlier, it's been cold today.
See that I'm wrapped around in a warm blanket, one of them electric blankets.
Yeah, Roger that. I was gonna go out there mess around with that antenna today, but I decided once I got the mail, I'm like, I don't think I'm gonna be up on a ladder today at all.
Until Friday. That's what Randall said. Friday it'll be warm enough.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, hey, I might catch you on the other side here. We're getting ready to eat some dinner here. So good talk with you, Jack. We'll talk later. WSGH 922 will be clear.
No problem. I see your text message. A new Vantage came in, which is good anyhow. All right, we'll talk later. WIEG 48. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIEG 48, copy. WIEG 48, clear.
WSTI 432 monitoring.
WRYS.
WSRZ 793 monitoring. How about a WSGU 844 Sherman, you in there? WSFZ 793. No contact on 844. WSFZ 793, and I'm monitoring.
WSHR 566 on the air, monitoring.
Oh, 566. How you doing? WSFZ 793.
I'm doing pretty good, Dave. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm about doing as good as it can be expected there. What's happening over there on your end?
Customer just got off of work a little while ago. I got a little bit of overtime. Come home and eat and probably going to relax and watch some more Third Watch tonight.
Yeah, roger that. Are you a volunteer firefighter or something like that?
No, I'm a part-time fireman.
Okay, in the fire department over there on your end, is it volunteer or is it always manned?
This man was a full-time firefighter.
Yeah, roger that. You must be moving around or something. Your signal's starting to deteriorate, but... Yeah, I got all you said. I got all that you said. Yeah, I wondered about that the other day, too. I meant to ask you, but everybody was getting in there and, you know, shouting for you and stuff. I just sat back and let everybody else at it. They're okay.
Yeah, affirmative, man.
All right, I just wanted to get in there and wave my hand to you. Heard you key up and wanted to just wave my hand, say hello, see how you're doing, and pretty much that's it. I'm gonna put myself on the monitor side. So I'll talk to you later, my friend. Have a good evening, man. Get yourself some chow and get that Third Watch in there. I think you said Third Watch, whichever it is. So enjoy it. We'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793. I'm on or after your final. WRYY 263.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring. WSBM 993, 793, Dave, is that you?
And the name still is WRYY 263.
Station, a lot of static coming in with your transmission, kind of hard to read you. Are you on a handheld? Yeah, unfortunately, I can't make out your transmission. I'm getting a lot of static interference coming in with your transmission. Definitely not readable. I don't know if you're on a handheld or a mobile or what, but definitely not able to read you, unfortunately. WSBM 993.
Copy that. Is that any better?
Slightly better. Not much better, but slightly.
Okay, I think I might have to make it. I appreciate the check. WRY. WRY was.
Yeah, that was slightly a little bit better, but still kind of hard to make you out or read you. I don't know if it's just with the weather conditions or whatever with the wind and everything today, but it could be possible, the weather conditions, but sorry about that, man. But anyways, you have yourself a good one. WSBM 993 clear.
WSET 544, mobile and monitoring.
Whiskey Sierra Hotel, Mike 837, radio check.
WSHW 556, read you loud and clear.
Awesome, thank you very much.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring. WSHW 556. Anybody got an idea what that was? WSHW 556, clearing the frequency.